The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 1, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Try to understand this. Life is always there, as God is there. So, these living entities, part and parcel of God, there also. Where God has got multi-energies, potencies. Out of that, three potencies have been taken as very important. Parasha Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. God is multi-energy. Out of that, three energies have been taken as principle. Material, spiritual, and marginal. The material energy is this material world. The spiritual world is the spiritual energy. And we living entities, we are also spiritual. But we are called marginal because we may live in this under the subjugation of material energy or spiritual energy. So the living entities, they are eternal. Their only position is marginal, sometimes manifested here, sometimes manifested there. So in the material world, the living entities are already there. We haven't got to create. That is foolishness. It is never created. Simply, in the material world, it becomes manifest in four ways. Some of them are coming like trees, plants, and some of them are coming from perspiration. Not coming, being manifested through fermentation, perception, and some of them are being manifested through eggs, and some of them are being manifested through embryo. The living entities are already there. Their struggle is going on, and they become manifest in the material world in four sources. In the spiritual world, there is no, they are eternally existing. There is no question of manifestation. So this is the science of living entity. What do they know? Therefore I say they are rascals. They do not know anything, simply. Trying to create. What is the creation? It is already there. But they do not know what is this, and still they are scientists, they are advanced education, all that's there. They do not know. Therefore, through Bhagavad Gita, we say they are rascal. Mura. Now you tell these murhas that, my dear sir, you cannot create, neither it is created. You find out how they are coming out, what is their source, who is the brain behind all this nature, that you find out. That is knowledge. So if you struggle for this, try to find out the original source of everything, then someday you may come to this platform, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sarvamiti. Then you'll understand that Krishna is the source of everything, and then your knowledge will be perfect. This is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Whatever we see, that is the source of Vasudeva. Do you think this nice flower have come out without any brain? This nonsense philosophy? The so-called scientist will put some bombasting word, this, that, what is that explanation? Nobody can understand. It will be understood by them only. They will put some language in such a way that it is to be understood by them. Unless they explain, nobody will understand. They say it's automatically being done, nature. That's not fair. Nature is an instrument. Just like this wonderful machine, computer. But still there is an operator. And they have no common sense. Then where is the machine that is working without any operator? What is that machine within their experience? How they suggest that the nature is doing it automatically? Nature is wonderful, machine. But the operator is Krishna. That is real knowledge. Because the machine is working wonderfully, there is no operator, where is that experience? Have you got any experience after a rule like that?
No.
Yeah? Oh, you have got any experience?
No.
You have got any experience? Then why do you say nonsense this? You have no experience and you say something nonsense. Ludicrous. They say nature. What is this nature? Nature is a machine only. It's like the harmonia. It's a machine. But if one expert operator is there, it makes very melodious. Oh, nice. See, will the harmonia play automatically? And bring melodious sound. So they have no common sense, even still they are scientists. That is our regret. They are less than common sense man. That you have to expose. That these people have not even common sense. And they are passing on as scientists. That we must protest. Because you are servant of God. You are servant of the scientist. And call them directly, let them defend that they are not Russian. He brought some scientist. I call him, you're a rascal, you're a demon, you're a devil. He tolerated. When we say, internally he accepted that he's a rascal. Actually, they have no common sense. Well, we are not scientists. But we speak from common sense, that's all. Yesterday, Devi Prasad was talking on common sense, on law points. So, Rupanimu said, you are bigger than life. I do not know that I am bigger than her, but I was speaking on common sense. The difficulty is that misleading. So many people are being misled by the so-called politicians and scientists. But Gandhi says, he has written so many nonsense things. One thing is that he said, I do not believe that there was anybody as Krishna living ever. Krishna is of my imagination. This sincerely. And is Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma's definition is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanastuman partha devi kiti masi. Mahatma means devotee. Who has understood? Vasudeva Sarvami. But these rascal politicians, they have become Mahatma. For politics they can do anything, lie like anybody, and so many things that, there was a big writer in Bengal, so he is giving evidence in the court, that's a comic. So he said, do you think I'm editor, I'm pleader, I am prostitute. But indirectly he is saying that they are prostitutes. As the prostitute can say anything, I mean to lies, for their profession. Similarly, these people, the editor and the leaders, they are like that. Do you think I'm prostitute? Do you think I'm lawyer? Do you think I'm editor? Newspaper editor? So take this formula from the Shastra. Living entity is never created. These rascals are trying to create living entity and spending money and going to hold big conference. So where is the question of creation? They are already created. Why do this common sense do not come in their brain? Why?
Because they are illusion. They are illusion.
Innocent?
Illusion, delusion.
Illusion, yes.
Maya Aparita
Jnana. Yes. Maya Aparita Jnana. That is stated in the Bhagavad. They are so-called educated doctors, but actually they have no knowledge. Simply they are bluffing, cheating. Where is the question of creation? So many millions and trillions of living entities are there, and they are making conference how to create. Something. But see, this child is perfect. And wasting time, and misleading person, and wasting hard-earned money of the state, a big foundation supplying them money. And if you ask, give us some money for Krishna consciousness, no, we are not interested in religion. We are interested in science. And this is science. All fools understand. Murha. That is our test. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a murha. But we have got the test tube. This Bhagavad Gita. Namana duskitana murha prapadyante naradhava. So as soon as we see here is a man, he has not surrendered to Krishna. All right, you are Mura. We haven't got to test him. We're testing him already there. So you tell this Murad that why you are wasting so much time and money to find out how to manufacture life. Then what are these lives? How they have come? That is not a problem. That you have, without your creation of life, the world will go to hell. It is already there. What do you say? Why is that trying to create life? What is that answer? What? They will get it. The things are already there. Suppose there are so many motor cars, and if I manufacture one motor car, is there any grace credit for me? The motor cars are already there. When there was no car, motor car, the first man who manufactured, he had some credit. Who manufactured? The Daimler or somebody else. So he has some credit. Yes, you have done something, horseless carriage, people will get some inconvenience, that's all that. But when there are thousands and millions of motor cars and creating accident only, and still if I manufacture a motor car, what is my credit? What is my credit?
Zero. Zero.
Zero. And they're going to prove this zero, and they're going to have some big conference. So many people will come and spend money unnecessarily.
You want to make a better human being.
You
want to make a better human being by making life themselves. You want to make it better.
Yeah. That is our proposal. So don't waste time. You are living entities, there are so many living entities now, try to understand what is your actual constitutional position so that you may become happy and peaceful. This research will be done. Why is I going to waste time in this money and time? You can write to the organizer, sponsor of this meeting. Why you are foolishly going to waste time like that? You can say at least my Guru Maharaj says like this.
Srila Prabhupada, I think if they try to create life, they want to claim authorship. They want to claim authorship by creating life. They want to say, we did it, but they do not understand that they will
never. What do they want to claim? By creating
authorship.
Life?
Authorship.
Author. Originator.
Originators. They want to be
the originator. Originator already there. How can we originate?
They want to be, yeah.
Already life is there. How can you originate? That is your foolishness.
They're simply trying to disprove Krishna. If I can do this, they're saying if I can create life, then there's no need to postulate a God. I can be God.
That means demon.
Yes, they believe in God. Yeah. And their vision is
that. But how we can respect the demons? We can.
No. You don't give them any credit.
The other fools, they can give some credit, but we are not there. We say we'll never be able, we can say. This rascal can give some knowledge that your this attempt will be failure. Because we know life cannot be created. How is it created? We know the formula. No jaya thing. So how this rascal will be able to create? I am not a scientist, but on the stand of Bhagavad Gita's assertion, na jāyate, na mṛyate. Neither it is created, neither it is died. So if somebody wants to create, then at once he shall call him a fool. We have got testy. Very boldly we shall say. Now let them prove that you can create. This is our position. So Krishna consciousness, personally, he has got very strong feeling. He speaks just what Krishna speaks, that's all, finished.
They're thinking, because they're able by different methods like synthetics and through chemistry, they can produce...
That is graphmancy, that is not knowledge.
But still, they're thinking because they can do the... make the background...
It's like if you paint a picture, rose, you are a painter. Not that you know the knowledge. A painter is not a man of knowledge. Man of knowledge means he knows how things are being done. That is man of knowledge. Painter imitates some painting, that's all. He may be a good painter, but a painter is never taken as man of knowledge. I think therefore two departments, art and science. So these knowledge, this technical knowledge, suppose one man has created an aeroplane, that is an art, that is not knowledge.
So if they create some synthetic, that is an art.
That is an art.
They copy.
Yeah. Just like a good cook is a good chemist. He knows how to mix up the masalas and ghee and makes very tasty food. So you can call him a good cook. The chemistry is nothing but mixture of different chemicals, that's all. There is soap, there is oil, there is alkali. You mix it and very proportionally, and soap comes out. Very useful.
The question that Madhava is raising that came up in the questions that all the forms of our this living entities, which all the species, their forms, their gross forms.
That is coming from mind.
Yes, whether that has come all on a sudden.
No, all of a sudden.
Or is it by gradual evolution?
Yes.
From
sada tada bhava bhavit. As you are thinking, all right, so you are creating your next body.
That still is not the answer. What we want is, at a time of creation of the material world, with all the species, a million, 400,000 species,
yeah,
they come, they are all simultaneously manifested.
Yes.
Just at once.
Yes. Then they are not manifested, yes. Because it was that sleeping. When there is no creation, there is sleeping stage. Just like in the sleeping stage, even in this, at the present moment, at night, the dog is sleeping, the bird is sleeping, the man is sleeping, the tiger is, everyone is sleeping at night. But in the morning, as soon as they awake, they understand, I'm tiger, I'm dog, I'm man, I'm this, I'm that. Everyone remembers that I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to go there, I have to bring money from there. All duty is done, immediately. So all these living creatures were sleeping at night, but when there is morning, they again become the same. That is to you.
When Brahma creates, does he first of all create the aquatics, then the plants?
No.
No, everything is at once. There's no growth. It is all immediate.
There is a process from aquatics to this. But when there is creation, all of them come at once.
So the process is transmigration.
Yes.
Of the soul.
Yes.
That is evolution.
So in the last creation, if somebody could not come to the human form or body,
right,
now again he will be able to come. Therefore the creation is there. Another chance is there.
Yes. Otherwise there would be no chance.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, there is the idea that matter comes from life. There is the idea that matter comes from life.
Life, yes.
I do not quite see how. I do not quite understand how matter can come from life.
Just like a mechanic was sleeping, and as soon as you have it, he again begins to manufacture motor car. In the sleeping stage, he was doing nothing. But awakening stage, he begins his work. So therefore he is a living being and the motor car comes from him. Not that the motor car was sleeping. He was sleeping. The living entity.
Well, this other question. During the day of Brahma, at the end of Rimanu, there's a partial devastation of the planets up to Earth and Svastu, right?
Mm.
Now, at that time there's like a flood, and the animals are there in their particular stage of transmigration, the living entities, their bodies are all killed. Now, at that time, when that end of that period is over, how are the bodies manifest? Is the question Richard Roo was asking.
There is no body. They are reserved in the Vishnu's body. And again, when there is creation, they come out. And therefore, matter comes from the spirit.
So in
matter is there, creation, matter. So take advantage of the matter, just like the cloth is there. You cut it according to your body. And there is a coat. The spiritual body is already there. Now the matter is there. Now from matter you make your body like a dog, like an ant, like a fish, like a tree.
So everything is, all the different species are created again.
He died with that mentality.
Yes.
It is there. Just like you go to sleep, but all your mental activities are reserved. In the morning you're going to begin.
You say that the living entity is thinking about a particular kind of body and a particular activity.
Not particular body, particular desire. And according to the desire, Krishna is giving him facility through the material machine to give him a particular type of body. Just like one man is thinking of eating anything nonsense, so Krishna says that you give him this body of hog, he can eat even stool, that's all. You want to be naked, nudie. So Krishna gives sense that he is very much anxious to become nudie. Make him a tree, stand up for 5,000 years naked.
If I desire, say,
whatever you desire.
If I desire something to appear here now.
Huh?
If I desire something to come here.
Yeah, you remain here as insect.
If I desire a plate of prasadam to appear here.
Then he'll go to Vaikuntha.
how do I do it? If I just desire, how is it that...
Yes, well, desire, you are creating everything. All the, why these material varieties? Desire. In the spiritual world also, varieties. Desire. You want to serve Krishna as his friend. You want to serve Krishna as his lover. He wants to serve Krishna as his father, as his son man. Or you want to serve Krishna by supplying fruits and flowers, or river Jamuna. Everything what you like, Krishna will give you opportunity. In this material world, in the spiritual world.
After complete annihilation, and then when the creation starts again,
there is no question of annihilation.
I mean the material universe.
Yes, it is manifest, not manifest, not annihilation. The energy is there. It's like sometimes I become angry, and sometimes I'm not peaceful. That means anger is annihilated. Anger is there. It may be manifested any time. There is no question of annihilation. You say like that because actually it is bhakta of bhakta, manifest and non-manifest.
We don't see it, so we say it's not manifest.
Yes.
So during this time there are still living entities which are not manifested.
Milim is already there, but his desires are manifest and non-manifest.
Yes, the living entities are there, but it's not manifested in different bodies.
That is another thing, that you cannot see him without body. That is your defect. There are so many living entities in the air, you cannot see them. That is your defect. Therefore, Vedanta Shastra Chakkusha, you should see through the Shastra, not with your so-called eyes.
Sorry,
Ramakrishna. Yeah. Knowledge is through Shastra authority, not by our senses. That is not knowledge.
So that explains the scientists ask that you are really so sure about 8,400,000 species. They ask, how are you so much sure about 8,400,000?
Because I am heard from authority, as you are asking assurance from me. So I give you the knowledge from where I have heard. You want to hear from me, I have heard from authority. That's all. What is the difficulty? Why you are asking me? You want to hear from me. So I am also heard from authority. This is the statement. You take it.
So when they say that there are some plants that can grow from just branches, we stick the branch in the soil, then it just grows to
the same thing. The living entity is there, but he is manifested in such a way. The same explanation.
They
created themselves. There are many living entities within my body. And when this body is stopped, decomposed, they come out in different forms.
Are these the living entities constant?
Huh?
Are these living entities?
Yes, nitya.
Are they constant?
Nitya.
They don't change.
Nitya sāsatayaṁ nāhannate hannamānevo. Sharīra, why don't you see this reference? It is never created. It is ever existing, eternal. Only it appears to be temporary on account of accepting different material bodies. Therefore, Pandita Samadarshina, one who knows, he knows that he has changed his body, the same person. Just like father and mother knows, when the son becomes very stout and strong, the mother sees that same child. Others may be bewildered. One who has seen the child very long ago, now he has become robust. He cannot say. When mother says, he is my child, that child, So Pandita Samadarsana.
For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
That's all. So where is the question of creation? But because we have got these material eyes, we want to see everything through this material manifestation. We are seeing that he is dead, he is alive, he is born, he is with them.
The defect of the scientists, they only see the body.
So that is their defect. Therefore, they are assist. Gokhara. That is defined. Anyone who takes the body as the self is Gokhara. Anyone. And that is our protest, that you are animal, you are passing as very learned scholar, scientist. That we want to protest. We want to expose them, that they are cheating people. They have no perfect knowledge, is still there for passing as scientist and big man. And that is our protest.
When we say that the living entity is there and that he is the one that makes the molecules and the atoms come together to form a body, just like the scientists give explanation, no?
No, because the living entity is there for the formation of his body, so many things are going on. Action and reaction of the matter, that's all. That is depending on his desires. It is so subtle thing. He is desiring and action reaction is going on. And as soon as the living entity is not there, this action and reaction will stop. So they are trying to find out the missing thing. The missing thing is the living entity. That they do not know. Police do. That's why motor car is running very nicely. As soon as the driver goes out, it stops. The machine is there, everything is there. But this rascal, mechanic, he comes, something is missing. And why something is it? And he does not know the missing part is the driver. He is finding out the motor car, what is missing. The motor car is everything is there. The hand is there, leg is there, the heart is there, the intestines are there, everything is there. So they cannot explain. They say now the blood has become white. Or they make it red. What is the difficulty? They do not know what is missing. Neither take, learned instruction. That is their defect. The real thing, the driver is missing. But that they will not accept. They are so foolish, they are thinking that motor car is running automatically.
Like a child.
Huh? Like a child, yes. As the child will say, motor car is going on.
Would it be possible for them to make a body and a living entity enter into it?
Huh?
Could they make a body and a living entity enter into it?
Yes, that is yogic principle. They can enter into a young body and act as a young man.
Scientists then could claim he created life.
Huh?
He could, where they talk, if he made a cell.
First of all, let them, these foolish rascals, let them understand what is the point he is missing. Then they will replace. They have no knowledge what is missing. They are so fooled.
Srila Prabhupada, they would not create.
Huh?
They would not create, they would only imitate.
That is not created. It is never created. That is their missing point, that life is never created and they are trying to create.
your theory may be right. Their theory may be right about how the body forms, but they're missing the soul.
Body forms as soon as there is light, body will form by nature's argument.
Is their theory may be right? May their theory be right? Like they say, they come from amino acids and so many things. But
that may be or not right, may not be. Who cares for them? It is being already done.
They are simply describing it. They may be describing
something. That is also because they have no knowledge how they can describe.
We're explaining that it's like Srila Prabhupada's example that the driver in the car. So inside there, we also said that yes, molecules are molecules are the ingredients to build the material bodies. But this does not mean that molecules are the living entities.
Yes.
There is a driver necessary.
Yes.
Or
that is the first instruction of Krishna. Dehina smin yatha dehi koma dehina. There is a living entity, driver, within this body. That is the first instruction. Unless one understands this simple thing, he is an ass. There is no knowledge, because every knowledge, everything is based on something fictitious. This is the first thing one has to learn, the scientist. That there is the driver which is missing. Or the driver is moving this body. And if the driver is educated, that he can move this body to Krishna, back to home, back to God. Then he becomes perfect. So we are educating the driver. We are not painting the tin car. This is Krishna consciousness.
Does the scientist actually observe something external to his mind, or does he only observe
speculation?
Only in his mind.
That's all. Just like you cannot see actually what is beyond the wall and there is some sound, you can simply speculate. This sound is due to this, this sound is due to this, this sound is due to this, but you have no clear knowledge. This is called speculation.
Srila Prabhupada, they are used to cheating and so they wouldn't believe Krishna either because they are...
Yes.
They are used to cheating and that's why they don't trust anything and anybody.
Skeptic.
Because they're cheaters themselves.
The skeptic is not a scientist or a man of knowledge. He's an unbeliever, that's all.
Skeptic can actually not have full knowledge. You never have full knowledge.
No.
The scientists, they cannot understand for a long time, they cannot understand what is the relationship between the world of ideas, the world of names, and the world that they see. How can we explain what that means?
That is spiritual and material. The material is simply a phantasmagoria. It is the imitation of the reality. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. And Urdhamula Madhusaka. That is called mileage. In the desert, the animal is finding water. There is no water in the desert. But there is water. But not in the desert. That they do not know. So this is just like desert, this material world. And everything is reflection, like water. But there is no water. It is only reflection. This is a barimit vinimayam. Here everything is a transformation of three material things, fire, water and earth. But it looks like reality. Just like the mind, that is also tejo varimit vinimayam. By reflection of the sun, falling on the sand, and it looks like what? This is best example. And the animal is running after water, running, when it becomes fatigued, dies, that's all.
But here, in the material world, when we look for water, we actually take it and we can drink
that
it.
That is not water. That you do not know.
That is not water either.
What is that?
The Blessed Lord said, there is a banyan tree which has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas.
From Ulam, Adhosaka. Where you have experienced this tree? You have experienced a tree is Adho, down, a Mula, the root is down, and the tree is up. But here it is said, Urdha Mula. The root is up, and the branches and twigs are down. Where you have experience? Huh?
Yeah.
Doctor Hul, where you have experienced this tree?
I know of it, yeah.
Huh?
I know of the tree with its roots up and the leaves down, yes.
What is that?
There is one, yeah.
You say the water, you say the reflection of the real tree.
Right.
So, reflection is not reality. And therefore it is compared like that. It is not reality.
Otherwise, it would be satisfied.
Huh?
If it was real, we would be satisfied with it. Yeah.
So the scientists are engaged in minutely analyzing this mirage, the reflection. They're wasting their time.
Yeah. Now we are left.
This we have.
We had some specific topics that we wanted to have Srila Prabhupada's instruction about these things that we are going to write. Mm-hmm. Shall I discuss very briefly?
Yeah.
The title is The Origin of Life and Matter. There will be a subtitle called Life is a Manifestation of Life Only.
Hmm?
Life is a manifestation of light only. I mean, light comes from light. That is the subtitle.
Yes.
Then we have some tentative titles of the chapters. And the first one is unique differentiation between living spirit and a non-living matter. This will be tentative plan to write by me.
Mm.
And the second chapter is the eternality of the living.
Mm.
It's also by me.
Mm.
And then in the third chapter, it is called A Look at the Natural Laws Regarding the Origin of Life and Matter.
Mm.
There are different sections. First section is quantum mechanical demonstration that will be written by Richard Prabhu. He's a mathematician. And the second part of it...
That theory, mathematics, you presented to
this is his.
It is very nice. You have dedicated to Hare Krishna. Yeah. Then?
The second one is order cannot arise from disorder. This will be based on mathematical arguments.
Very good.
That's also Chaprabhu's duty.
Yeah.
And the third one is the statistical disproof of Darwin's theory.
Mm.
This is insists on advanced mathematics. That also Richard Prabhu's duty.
Very good.
And then on fourth chapter, we have a section called the false theory, namely that life originates from matter. This will be Mahaprabhu's...
Life originates from matter?
No.
False theory.
The false,
false
theory.
Very good. It will be very nice. You have all Krishna's blessing. Do it nice.
Then, on the fifth chapter, there will be evolution versus transmigration. Explanation.
Very good.
That will be written by me. And then on the sixth chapter, there will be a topic called molecular evolution. This will be taking the examples of the scientific findings, but we use those examples and turn around to Krishna.
Yes.
So this will be by me and the
Like this Vishchiktandunla. Isn't that that? The last chapter, what do you mean?
This one? This is molecular evolution.
Molecular evolution takes place when the light is there.
Actually, when they say molecular evolution, it talks only about molecules. They don't talk about light. Because they don't know what light is.
Yeah.
So they talk only about molecules. But everybody knows that molecules are around and it's evolving. But they don't know that there is light.
Is their defect. That is a defect. We want to educate them on this point.
And on the seventh chapter, there is the Prabhupada's suggestion, the theory of Asanda Shakti. That will be collective effort. All the Prabhupada's from the movement.
Achintya Shakti is there,
within
our body.
We want to present it in some sort of very good arguments, foundations, so that it will be all collective effort.
Yes, this is nice attempt. Krishna will help you. They are wiping out Krishna. And your business will be to establish Krishna. Idaṁ nipaṁśastapasasutasava śiṣṭasya suktasya cabuddha dattva abhicchito artha kavibhi nirukita yaduttama sloka guna anubandha. You know these words? Find out Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam.
One.
Yes. Take the index, otherwise I will find out. These I want. We are nicely educated. Now, by Jinta Fair education, you prove that background is Krishna. That's all. Then your education is perfect. Otherwise, you are one of these fools and that's it. The particular type of education, mathematics, chemistry, physics, what you have learned after working so hard, now you should, by your educational, departmental education, you prove that the background is Krishna. Then your education is perfect. That is the verse. Idam nipun sastapasasutasava.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. For all the sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glorifying the Lord. The fiction writers, poets, and celebrated literateurs are generally engaged in writing of sensuous topics. But if they turn toward the science of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and certainly Vyasadeva is a great writer, and both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord, and by so doing they have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use presenting dry, speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science, and therefore a great scientist should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculations should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same is affirmed. All, quote, knowledge, unquote, not engaged in the service of the Lord, is but nescience. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glories of the Lord, and that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all other similar activities are all factually parikirtana, or glorification of the Lord.
That is perfect. If you can write this book nicely altogether, it will be a great service to Krishna. And Krishna will bless it and help you.
You read the rest of the chapters?
Yes.
Then and there. Each chapter there will be defects and errors in scientific research. There will be titled. They will find out all the mistakes that normally found in scientific research. That will be written by Madhav.
And how to make it perfect? And of the defects, don't be. What is called?
Negative
only.
So we want to bring four defects in our senses and sense perception. Then
perception is defective.
Yes, there are four defects.
And if you go beyond the sense perception, that is perfection.
Then on the ninth chapter, there will be a topic, the ultimate research, their own research.
Ultimate research is to find out the brain.
Krishna.
Yes. Absolute. But there is no more defect. Everything is perfect. That is stated. Dhamna sena nirastak hukam. Param sattam vivam. Nirastha kuhukam. Where there is no defect. That is Vaikuntha Dhamma. Dhamna sena nirastha kuhukam. Param sattam vivam. The absolute truth. The upper or respect. That is the beginning of Bhagavad. Nirastha kuhukam. Where this defects cannot enter. Just like sunshine. In the sun, darkness cannot enter. There is no possibility of darkness going there. Is it possible? So similarly, in Krishna, Krishna Shuddha Sama, Maya Andhaka, so there is no question of defect there.
Then
Param Satyam Dhimai. Yes.
Next one is, next chapter is Matter Originates from Life. That's Madhav Das Prabhu's. And on the 11th chapter, there will be Prabhu's.
Matter is a manifestation of life's energy. We can daily experience. The matter here is growing, cut again growing. Why? Because there is life. Dead body here never grows. Is it not?
Well, the scientists will say it's just recombination of matter.
Whatever it may, and when there is body dead, no hair grows.
That's a nice example.
They can use some bombastic word, but the weak layman will see this is the position. And you do not know how it is being done, but the energy is there in you. That is called Achintya Shakti, inconceivable energy. From Krishna, such big, big things are coming out. Even Krishna may not know, but Krishna has got the inconceivable energy by which it is coming. The same example.
The last but one is called titled Intellectual Animalism. Psycho-social implications. That will be written by
Was their idea in a book like this, there has to be some social conclusion as to the effects of such atheistic theories.
Yes. The people are being misguided. That we want to stop. They have got this human form of body. There is an opportunity to understand himself and God and act accordingly. Now they are being misled. It is social disservice. Cheating. In the name of scientists, they are exploiting this innocent person, taking their money and spoiling it without any good reason.
My idea is that they are, actually the scientists are preaching void. They're preaching to the people.
But what is the necessity of preaching void? Void is void, that's all.
There's nothing to say about that. But because they're saying that, the people think that at the time of death, there's nothing, so they want sense gratification. So the scientists are selling them their gadgets. They're selling them cars and things to keep them in sense gravity.
We can see when a man is in coma, he cries, he suffers. Before death, when a man is coma, sometimes tears come. Why he says that there's nothing? Imperfect knowledge, that's all. Misguiding.
The last chapter is the nicest.
The last chapter is that Srila Prabhupada suggested that the original life is Krishna.
Yeah.
That is the concluding chapter. That will be a collective effort.
That's nice. Very good. Do it. Sincerely pray to Krishna and you give intelligence. And write nice. Hisham sadhujiktanam dudami buddhi yogam. Krishna will give intelligence. Janamama Pajanti. Such intelligence which will help him to come back home, back to me.
So we are strong in the principles and we will have the intelligence to write this book.
Yeah. Krishna is giving intelligence. What is that?
To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Buddha Yoga.